during petitions and communications, we had two items to address. One was a liquor permit request from Dollar General on Indiana Avenue in St. Mary's, requesting obviously a liquor permit. Police Chief Luke Turpin was on hand, and he found no reason why that permit could not be granted, so that will move on. Also, we had a citizen address the way that committees meet during public meetings, and so we listened to his concerns and suggestions, and of course, from there, Council President Jim Harris moved that over to our law director, Zach Farrell, who will do research on his suggestions and his comments, and then we'll get back with his findings. Also, we had a report from our electric committee, and this was in reference to Efficiency Smart, which we have been a part of since 2011. Of course, we find this is a very worthwhile program for our city to be involved with, and their contract runs out at the end of the year. So through legislation, we will approve to renew that contract before it runs out at the end of the year. Also, our finance committee brought forth 30 supplemental requests for around $900,000. This is usually done at this time each and every year. It's nothing new that we face, and basically the Ohio Revised Code requires that the municipalities have a balanced budget at the end of the year. So this is steps that we need to take in order to achieve a balanced budget. Also, we had two ordinances and a resolution that was read for the second time. Those both moved on and will be read for a third time. The first ordinance was an emergency ordinance authorizing the city to adopt special purpose flood damage reduction. Of course, one of the things that this helps the city do is to meet participation requirements of the National Flood Insurance Program. So we're able to be a part of all that. And it's basically, it helps, in all honesty, it helps protect human life and health. It minimizes expenditure of public money for costly flood control projects, and it minimizes the need for rescue and relief efforts associated with flooding and generally undertaken at the expense of the general public. So that will move on to its third reading. Also, in its second reading was an ordinance requiring individuals under the age of 18 to wear helmets if they operate a bicycle, electric bike, e-bike, or a low-speed micro-mobility device. And a lot of those are these scooters that a lot of individuals have seen going through town. So this is the first step of trying to get some safety regulations in place for people operating those types of vehicles. So this will go to this passed its second reading at council last night, and I will move to its third reading in 2 weeks. And of course, I feel the city is being very proactive in putting safety programs in place, like helmets, instead of waiting until somebody gets hurt or loss of life before we make decisions to move forward. So we're being proactive in that. So that is in its second reading, that people operating those vehicles or devices wear a safety helmet. Also, we had an emergency resolution approving the solid waste management plan update for the Auglaize County Solid Waste Management District. Of course, the city of St. Mary's is located within the jurisdiction of the Auglaize County Solid Waste Management District, so we will try to be a part of that and follow the plans and what they suggest, and they will keep us informed as far as that is concerned. That keeps us in the loop. We also had an ordinance that was read for the first time, and that is establishing new fees to be charged in the zoning and subdivision regulations of the city. This is basically, some of these fees were increased just for us to recover our cost involved in issuing these permits. And I think there's five areas that were considered. Zoning permit, There was one, a conditional use permit with or without variance, and a variance permit, and also a home occupation permit and a permit to occupy a public right-of-way. So this was in its first reading, and we'll move to its second reading. Also, there was an ordinance to appropriate monies for deficiencies in the original amended ordinance and any other appropriation ordinance for the fiscal year of 2025 for the City of St. Mary's, and that will be declared as an emergency. And so nothing has changed as far as that is concerned. There are corrections on the ordinance that was presented. So that will move on to its second reading. And also we had an ordinance read for the first time to approve, as I mentioned earlier, the execution of an efficiency smart schedule with American Municipal Power and to declare it an emergency. This is, again, is to renew the contract with Efficiency Smart, which we have been a part of since 2011. And then we also had a resolution in the matter of documenting the position of the City of St. Mary's regarding naming of addressing authority within the jurisdiction of the City of St. Mary's. This basically is the new 911 program that is being established. And of course, the county engineer, I believe, will be in charge of that. So basically, it will allow us to give him updated addresses so that he can put it into the system so that when a 911 call comes in, whoever receives that call can quickly find the residents that they need to go to. So though that was another resolution that was passed. So those will all move on to a second reading at the next council meeting.